A buddy of mine reached out to me and asked me what chart program he recommends to use in his UWP app. I told him what I tell everybody. You should just write your own. Maybe it sounds daunting, but I'll show you how. We're going to build a needle chart. Kind of looks like this. Sometimes it's called a speedometer chart or gauge. And it's easy enough to do. I'm already using template 10. This is a template 10 project. And so that means I already have access to the controls in template 10. And one of the things is a ring segment. And so I can use this ring segment, which has a handful of properties that make it easy for me to draw that kind of arching look. Right? So I'll give it a name. And let me start by setting its, it has a, not outer radius, just standard radius. I'll give it 150 here. And then we'll set its inner radius as well, this time just 100. So that's kind of the arc. Now, where does the arch begin? That is the, let's see, that is the start angle. We're going to start at negative 90 all the way to the left, and the end angle at 90 all the way to the right. You can't really see it, so let me give it a fill here. I'll color it black so you can see it. And that's not where we want it to be. So this is inside a relative panel. Let me go ahead and do an align horizontal center. Very good, with the panel. And then I'll do an align vertical center with the panel as well. And so now it's right in the middle. And I don't like black. In fact, I don't like blue either. What we want to do is make it sort of that rainbow color. And so let me see what I can do by going to the properties of this and making a change. All right, so we'll see that the brush has a solid steel blue here. I'll change it to be a linear, but not from going top to bottom. We'll change it instead from going left to right. So then on the left, it's black, and then I'll set a yellow for the middle. So left is red, right is green, and then middle again. We'll make that yellow. See, pretty much looks just like it. You could go in and tweak that however you want after this, of course. You could also take all this work and put it in a user control. Nice. All right, so now just the little dot that is the pivot point for the needle. And so we'll make it 25 by 25, make it dim gray. You can see it in the top left corner. That's not where we want it, obviously. I'm going to need to move that down. It's in the relative panel as well. So I can say, in this case, I'm going to align the horizontal with, not the panel, I'm going to align it with the ring so it always stays centered to the ring. And I'll also align the vertical. So now it's right in the middle of the two. You see that? Because the ring is actually a circle if you really think about it. Okay, now I have it. And let me lay it out in a little more natural way here. All right, so that's just the pivot point. It's just an ellipse. It doesn't do anything. What I really need to do is draw the needle. And how else can I do that better than in Expression Design, a free tool from Microsoft, allows me to draw vector drawings like this one. This one's going to be particularly easy, just a little diamond shape. So I'll just pull that down. All right, that doesn't look exactly the way I want it, so I can go in and I can tweak the bottom. In fact, then I can pull it down so that, or I make it more narrow so that it's not quite so fat. I'll pull it down as well. Now, what's cool is I don't just say copy tier, I can say instead, I can say copy as XAML. Oh, beautiful. Then I can go in and just paste the path. They're going to wrap it in a canvas. I'll delete the canvas. And let me just delete the canvas attached properties as well. Okay, so you see it's in the wrong location and the wrong size. I'll make it 150 high. That way it matches my little rainbow there. And I'll make it 20 wide. And I will type it properly here. All right, now its alignment obviously is not correct here, so I'm going to align its horizontal center with the ring, perfect, and then I'll align its vertical center, I'm going to align its top, I'm going to align the top with the ring as well. Okay, that's where we want it to be, and you can see in the Z-axis it's behind the little ellipse, so that's perfect. I'll make sure it's filled so it doesn't look wonky. And now all we need to do is go in and change its rotation. And take away this extra fill. All right, let me go to the properties of this path here, and I'll go down to its transforms. And this is rotate. You can see I'm rotating it. But you can see the rotation axis is wrong. It needs to be 0, 1, or no, 1 half, 1. Perfect. Now it, you can see it's perfect, rotating right where it should be, down at the bottom. And that number 16 is just... or 45 in this case, right, needs to be bound to something. And so we'll create a slider. And I have to give it a name because I'm going to use some data binding later. So we'll call it my slider and give it a minimum of negative 90, right? That's all the way to the left. We'll give it a maximum of 90. That's all the way to the right. And then a current value of 0. So it's straight up top, right? And perfect. So that's the slider. You can see it up there. It doesn't have a width. I'm going to need to set its width. We'll say 300 so it matches the grid. And align it to the center. And then align it to the center again, but vertically. Not grid, right? But the ring. Okay, so now it's kind of needs to be pushed down just a little. I'm going to use margin to push it down because margin is an easy thing to do. I'll just go in and set its margin to 50. Not 500, 50. And that's not quite enough. Let's make it 100. Nice. All right, that's out of the way. Let's set up a binding here. This is an element binding, so we bind to the element name. And what property? Value, of course. Well, believe it or not, we're done. That is set up with a binding so that we can see how it works. If we put this in a user control or something else, we could abstract that number away so it's not a slider. But this is what it looks like now in our UWP app. No strings attached. It's exactly how it is. If I can do it, you can do it. Best of luck.